We certainly not intentionally set out to mislead, and if anybody does feel misled by that, then of course we're sorry for that. Those customers, I think, enjoy the product. It's a great quality product. It's a very popular product that's won awards all around the country. It continues to be something that customers want to buy, and we'll make changes to make sure that the way we talk to them about that product is better in the future.
Popular but not fresh. That was Coles spokesman John Church. He was speaking after the Federal Court found the supermarket was engaging in misleading conduct. They'd advertised bread as fresh today, baked today. It was actually partially baked in Ireland up to 6 months earlier. Now, the action was brought by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. It's now got a week to finalise the penalties that it's seeking. I'm looking at a hefty fine, Coles probably is. I'm joined now by Tom Godfrey from the consumer group Choice. Tom, what was the basis on which Coles made the claim it was fresh today, baked today?
Well, interestingly, and I think most people would find this rather surprising, Coles have bakeries in their stores. So why they needed to bring the bread in from overseas in the first place is a little bit puzzling. But
well, I've had actually texts on that. It's like, how is it cheaper to get bread baked in Ireland?
I think it's just staggering that, I mean, one, and if you're bringing bread in from Ireland or any other country outside Australia, how you could even suggest that it was fresh, I think, is hard to swallow for most people. But I think what they were saying is that it was par-baked. So they were bringing it in from overseas and effectively finishing it off, warming it up in store. And they would sort of argue that that gives it a crusty feel.
Right, so fresh today, warmed today might be...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, fresh 6 months ago, warmed today, I think is probably more accurate.
Yeah, I suppose so. They do make the point, though, that it was marked as a product of Ireland. Yeah. And so no one in their right mind would look at these two statements and think that it meant that it had gone from dough to bread on that day. And so perhaps we shouldn't have been misled if we're actually paying attention.
Well, that's right. I mean, the two statements, if you look closely, were incongruous. And I think this was originally uncovered by Jeff Kennett, and not in his capacity as the former or the Victorian Premier at the time. He was just a concerned consumer who did actually look beyond the marketing claim. And these marketing claims were very, very large, you know, in big, bold letters, baked today, sold today, and freshly baked in store. And I think most people who saw that would have easily thought and assumed that that bread was baked in the bakery that they were looking at in Coles. But clearly, as Jeff Kennett found out, that was not the case at all. And I think the other thing that's at issue here is that Coles is competing with smaller bakers outside who are legitimately producing bread on premises that is baked today, sold today, and not bought in from Ireland. And I think that's one of the other issues here for consumers, is just to be mindful of the fact that when you're in these stores and you're confronted with these credence claims that a lot of us are willing to pay a premium for, that you actually take the time to look at the label and see if it all adds up. Because in this case, it clearly didn't.
Right, and I should make the point, it doesn't mean it's a bad product or you don't want it. I mean, I got a text from Danny saying, the bread baked at Coles is finally good. The artisan breads may not be local bakery quality, but they're good. Who cares where it came from? And you don't have to care. It's just a matter of whether or not this is being misleading, which is what the court was looking at. The question that flows from this now is, are Woolworths in trouble? Is there any suggestion they're doing this sort of thing?
Well, look, the ACCC has signalled this year that it's looking at credence claims more broadly across the supermarket sector. So, look, it would stand to reason that they'll be looking very closely at Woolworths. I mean, these guys are enormous. We're spending, as consumers, about $1 billion a week in these two supermarkets. And the supermarket shelves are awash with credence claims. And by credence claims, sure, it's claims around freshness, but it's things like free range as well. And we know with free range that it's a lottery as to what you're actually paying for when you purchase a product with that label on it.
Right, and that's a vaguer label, I think, than baked today.
Yeah. Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, you look at a free-range product, and you take eggs, for example, and you're greeted with an idyllic picture of a single chicken standing in a wide green field. Mm. And the reality is something completely different. And we gave one of our infamous shonkies to a company called Eco Eggs. And, you know, eco in the name would suggest that it's got something to do with the environment or is environmentally friendly, but you'd do well to guess again on that front. And it had a stocking density of a staggering 20,000 birds per hectare, which is a long way from what most consumers would think is free range. So I think as consumers, it's really, really important that you take the time and look to see what you're paying for, because it's not worth wasting your money on some of these claims.
Maybe eco just meant economically providing returns. I don't know.
Economically providing returns to the producer, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Tom.
Not at all.
That's Tom Godfrey from the Consumer Group Choice. Maybe you don't care about all of this, but, you know, the allegation is it's misleading, and that allegation has now been proven. 24 minutes past seven. We'll lead Ali with you for RN Drive.